is risen. Come on and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
All right, put your hands, come on. All right, help me out. Who's like this?
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Come on.
Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
On this beautiful Easter Sunday morning. It is good to see each and every one of you here today. If you're with us for the very first time, we are so glad you've chosen to join us for worship today, especially today. Thank you for being here. Yeah. There'll be some folks wearing lilac stoles following worship. They'll be happy to tell you a little bit more about our ministry here at King of Peace MCC. Make sure you get a cup of coffee, a little bit of something to eat. We're just so glad you're here, and we hope that you'll come and join us again. I want to thank everyone who participated. There's an Easter dedications insert who allowed us to have such gorgeous decorations today. I want to thank Dwayne Shepherd and his crew for making it happen yesterday. And I want to thank Gene Davis and his crew for the new, beautiful new banners that we have today as well. And I think we have a video. Do we have a video? Yay.
My name is Eliana Anderson. My name is Alicia Anderson. Once upon a time, there was a bunny.
No.
One day, Jesus went to Jerusalem on his donkey. They all gathered twigs and they waved them in the air. They threw their coats on the ground. Hosanna, Hosanna. It's the Son of God. Then on the last night with his friends, he had a meal with them. They ate the Last Supper. He said that to remember him every time they had that supper. He went to the garden to pray
Gethsemane. Gethsemane.
But the disciples fell asleep with the donkey. After Jesus prayed, mingers took them away.
So drugs were bad.
Jesus said that he was God's son. They didn't like it at all. The people got so mad that they put Jesus on a cross. His mom and his friends were very sad because they loved him. He died because he wanted to forgive our sins. They brought him off the cross to a cave that had a stone so he couldn't get out. Saturday, they were all sad and they were all scared. On a Sunday, they went to look and they saw he was not in there anymore. The tomb was empty. An angel told them that Jesus has risen from the dead. The women came running to the disciples to tell them, but they would not believe them. Jesus came in the room. They were all surprised and they were all happy. Since they were so happy, they had a month together. After they had so much fun, Jesus went onto a top of a hill and he waved goodbye all to his friends. He said, "I will come back someday. While I'm gone, tell everybody about me." And he went up to heaven. The disciples, they told everybody that Jesus would always forgive them. Now I know that he loves me and my little sister Alicia and my mom and my dad, and he loves everybody. That's why me and my sister love to dress up and go to church and be pretty as we celebrate Easter. By celebrating, we say to Jesus, "Thank you, and we love you."
Saturday. I like that. Children, it's wonderful. Just a few things. We will have a second offering today. It is for our Global Justice Institute, which does work for justice all around the world. Also, there will be no service at Beacon House this afternoon. For those of you that normally do that, there is no service today. Our church office will be closed tomorrow. Next Sunday, we will have funnel cakes on sale. Yay! They are $5 each, with proceeds benefiting our participation in St. Pete Pride in June. Also, don't forget that Dining Out for Life is coming up on Thursday, April 27th. Reverend Brad will once again be at the Havana Cafe in Gulfport, and there are lots of other places to eat as well. So a community fundraiser for ASAP, EPIC, I think is what it's called now. So make your reservations if you want to do that. Also, April 30th is a fifth Sunday in April, and so we will receive our Joyful Noise offering, which is for benevolence. Our anniversary cruise is coming up in October. If you want to join that, please see Jerry Small, who's here. Well, he's back in the back with a thing on. Anyway, there he is. Also, our fellowship time is possible with your contributions. If your last name begins with the initials T through Z, you are invited to bring refreshments for next week. By way of congregational announcements, I want to let you know that a couple of years ago, I had the incredibly wonderful opportunity to baptize an entire family. Do some of you remember that? The Felty Vanderlat family, all the way from the little ones right on up. Or maybe I started up and went down. I don't remember. But it was a wonderful experience. I want to let you know that Brian Felty, their dad, has a new job in San Antonio. And so this is their last Sunday with us, and so we want to wish them well in the future. I don't know where they are. They're here somewhere. Right there. It's a wonderful opportunity for Brian and for the whole family, and we are already connecting them with our church in San Antonio, so... They better be ready to receive all those wonderful children that are coming their way, and Brian as well. So that is the end of the announcements.
Wait a minute. We have one more announcement.
We have one more.
Christ is risen indeed.
Indeed.
Yes. But...
April the giraffe finally had her baby. I'll be looking for a new job tomorrow since I made that about it. Come on, y'all stand with me and sing this song.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of Glory, the King of Glory. Who shakes the whole world with holy thunder?
Come on.
Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of Glory, the King above all kings.
Here we go.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
How many has ever heard this song before? If not, we're going to sing it again. It goes like this.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphans a son or daughter? The King of Glory, the King of Glory. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of Glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace.
Yeah.
This is unfailing love, that you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for all that you've done for me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. And I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Take it up.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear.
Sing it. We like to sing a chorus around here. It says, there's nothing too dirty
that you can make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean.
There's nothing
too dirty that you can make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean.
How many of this is your first time you've ever come to the King of Peace? It's your first Sunday. It's okay if you raise your hands. Look at you. We are so grateful that you are here today. We are grateful. We are grateful. And those of us that have come home today from been gone for a while, we're glad you're here. But there's a message that we want you to understand today. Some of you folks that are walking in and go, I don't understand all this. Somebody just said you had to be here today. They invited you. We've been doing a whole lot of social media around this, but this is a place that you can believe in yourself. We believe here you can be you. Just as God celebrates you, all of who you are, Miss Heather Fontaine. Just as God created you to be. And so some of us have kind of been bruised and slapped sometimes in the face of church that says you can't be who you're supposed to be. But in this place, we celebrate that. We celebrate that. We celebrate all that you are. And we learn here in this place that God loves us just who we are. And so with open arms and big loud voices, we sing, there's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy.
Yes.
I am pleased.
Sing it, sing it.
There's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean.
Sing this verse. It goes like this.
We are washed in the love of your sacrifice. Your love flowed red and made me whole. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean.
Washed in the love. Come on.
Washed in the love of your sacrifice. Your love flowed red and made me whole. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean. There's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy.
Believe that this morning?
Amen. You may be seated.
Would you pray with me, please? Loving and gracious Almighty God, we've come here today to deal with the sweltering heat. The sanctuary is not cool, but God, we know that through your Son, all has been made clean. We thank you, God, for the times that we are now here together to celebrate a risen Savior. Someone who just got up this morning. Someone to say, I can defeat death, and so can you. We're thankful, God, to be here in this place on this beautiful Easter morning to celebrate those times in our lives where we just didn't feel like we were good enough, we had enough, or we were just plain enough. But your risen Son told us, God, that we are good enough, that we do have enough, that I can defeat death. The grave can't hold me down, and the grave sure ain't going to hold you down either. God, we pray for strength throughout this world, and we thank God that April finally had her baby so that this world can finally move on and that the baby is healthy, mama's healthy, Daddy's healthy, and they're now a family. There's a lot to celebrate, God, and we understand that there are things that are going on in this world that cause calamity and chaos. And we pray for you to be the wisdom behind it all, to settle things down once and for all, that you would be a justice maker and a justice bringer in this world. That despite people's egos, their self-confidence or assumed self-confidence, whatever the case may be, God, that you would be the hand of wisdom and guidance in their lives. And we pray for our leaders in Washington and Tallahassee, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and all over this land, that you will be a sustaining presence in their lives, and that they will make decisions based on your unconditional love of all of your people. And God, in those quiet moments in our life, where we have unspoken needs, we know, God, that you have heard them all. And in these next few seconds of silence, we lift them up to you now. God, be with us in this service, knowing that we leave this place better than when we walked in the door. May we continue to find your presence here in worship, word, song, and act. And we do this in the name of the risen Son, Jesus Christ, the one in whom we pray. Amen. Children, please meet your teachers in the back for Children's Church.
John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to God. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Thus ends the reading of the word.
You may be seated.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hair, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead, say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see. Rise again. There's no power on earth can tie me down. And I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground.
Mark my name, my love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free.
'Cause I'll rise again. No power on earth can tie me down. And I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Oh, go ahead.
see that you were wrong. Oh, go ahead and try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one. Can keep me back, 'cause I'll come again. Come to take my people back.
Oh, I'll rise
and I'll rise again. There's no power on earth can tie me down, 'cause I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground.
And I'll rise, come on.
And I'll rise again. There's no power on earth can tie me down. Keep me in the ground.
Oh, no, 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 no. Death can't keep me, can't keep me, can't keep me in the ground. Come on, sing it, church.
'Cause I'll rise again. Power on earth can keep me down. Yes, I'll rise. Death can keep me in the ground.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, hardly feel the need to preach. Woo! All right. One of my very favorite verses in all of Scripture comes from the Psalms. It's the fifth verse of the 30th Psalm. And it says this: weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Over and over again in the scripture that you heard from John's gospel, you hear about Mary Magdalene weeping. She must have spent Saturday weeping. You see, Mary Magdalene was one of those who was at the cross on Friday. She saw what happened on that Friday. She watched as Jesus was brought through the streets of Jerusalem. She watched as they nailed him to the cross. And she watched as he hung there. And she watched as he died. She watched as they brought him down from the cross and carried him to a borrowed tomb. And she watched as the stone was rolled over to seal the tomb, to keep Jesus in. Ha! And she spent Saturday weeping, because for all she knew, it was done. She had such love for Jesus, such love. Do you know when you love somebody, you know, with all of what you've got? When you really love somebody? She loved Jesus. With all that she had, she loved him. And he was dead.
Have you ever experienced that kind of grief? I have. I've experienced that kind of grief over and over and over again. When people that I have loved have died. When my mother died, followed not long after that by my grandmother, two of the most important women in my life. They died. We got into the 1970s and 1980s. And during the 1980s, so many people that I loved died of AIDS. The grief was sometimes just overwhelming. And I would find myself weeping as I conducted funerals. Usually not for someone that I was particularly close to, but the grief had built up over time and would just spill out, often with someone that I barely knew, because we did funerals one right after the other. And the grief was palpable in our community. You could almost feel it. Mary came to the tomb and she was weeping with that kind of grief because she'd lost someone that she loved so very much. She came in the early morning hours of Sunday, before the sun was even in the sky. She made her way to the tomb because she had watched and she knew where they had laid him. And when she got there, she, I'm sure, wasn't exactly sure what she was going to do, because she knew there was a stone that had been rolled over the cover to the tomb. But when she got there early that Sunday morning, the stone was rolled away. And she, in her tears, in her weeping, in her grief, was not sure what had happened. And she noticed that the tomb was empty. She ran, I'm sure still crying. She ran to find, in John's gospel it says, Simon Peter and the disciple that Jesus loved. And when she told them what she had seen, they